Talent. All right, talent. I wrote this down because I wanted to talk about how I've dedicated my life to helping people who actually are talented succeed. I think at some point when you've worked in the arts a while, you realize you might not be as talented as many other people. And so I made a decision at some point in my life that it was that I loved the arts. I loved the process of creativity. I loved moments of beauty, which I'll talk about in a bit. I felt like the talent that I had was the talent to enable those other people to succeed. I feel like when I see someone who truly blows my mind, who is just so off the charts talented and so interesting, it accesses a piece of me that I'm not sure exactly what it is. I don't believe in God. I wasn't raised religiously, but I think there's moments of artistic beauty that people who are talented produce that is probably the closest thing I've ever seen to a godly form. I'm not sure everybody who people say are talented actually are talented. There's a whole lot of I'm not gonna follow that thought anymore. I think I'm actually finished with this one. Moments of beauty.
All right.
Talent. Talent. Thought that I would tell a story down because I wanted to talk
about why I believe in the arts and why I believe
my
in
life to in moments of beauty.
Helping people who actually
when I was
are
young,
talented
succeed. I think at some
I
point
thought I was,
when you realize when you've worked in the arts,
it was outside.
You may not
I was walking down a hill.
Other people.
It was a perfect day like today.
And so I made a decision at some point in my life that
and
was,
I just got caught with a
that I loved the
a
arts.
Breeze
I loved
of
the
beauty
process of creativity
and
I loved moments of
I
beauty,
thought that
which I'll talk about in a bit.
This is the most beautiful world and this is the most beautiful
I
life
like
and
the talent that I had was the talent to enable
it's a wonderful place
those
to
other
be
people to succeed
and it's a place that
I
when
I
there are
like
moments
I,
of that kind of pure gorgeousness and beauty, it makes everything worth it. Maybe
so
I'm getting back to
talented.
A form of religion
it's
again,
so
a form of spiritualness. But
it accesses a piece of.
I haven't ever found that feeling again from my youth, except for
that I'm not sure that
moments
sure
of artistic
exactly it is. I don't believe in
brilliance. And I think it struck me once I was
I
visiting with a sculptor whose name I can't remember.
Moments
sort
of
insignificant sculptor in North Carolina.
That people who are talented
who,
said,
I said to them, you know, why do you keep doing this? Why are you
I've ever seen
keep pushing forward? And they said, it is for that
form.
Fleeting moment of beauty when you actually do create that beautiful thing.
I'm not
thing.
Sure everybody who people say are talented actually
and
are
that
talented.
Just clicked for me. I said, that's exactly right.
It's,
and I have had other moments where you experience that absolute brilliance
of,
in the art world, and it is an absolutely
I'm not
gonna, true moment
I'm not
of beauty and a true moment
anymore.
Of godliness.
I think I'm actually finished with this one. Moments of beauty.
Support right. for talent. All right, well, this is what my entire
talent.
Life has been about.
That I would
I've exposed myself by talking about
it. About why I believe
a juvenile moment of soulfulness and godliness.
People who actually
when I was
are
young.
Succeed.
So, I dedicated
so
my life to how do you make these people succeed? And I found myself going into government
hill.
Because I thought that was one of the true
day,
places
like
where
so made a decision
I could find
life.
A way
I just got caught with
to
that I loved the
a breeze
loved
of
the
beauty
of
to help people who maybe don't
and
have access
that,
or is, as much access to the commercialization
which,
of their talent.
This is the most beautiful world, and this is the most beautiful life.
As some other people might have. And so
the talent to enable
it's a wonderful. I've spent a lot of my life doing that. You know, trying to find ways to get to those absolute geniuses who haven't been able to
when there are moments of that kind of pure gorgeous
find the recognition within the commercialized world.
Maybe I'm getting back to
a form of religion again.
So,
a form
to be successful and to be successful within their own
I haven't ever found
version
that
of success,
which is
my youth except for
accessing that moment of beauty for themselves.
Of artistic
exactly
it is. I don't believe in
brilliance. I think that's one of the main reasons that government support for the arts even exists.
A sculptor whose name I can't remember.
Sort of
our
insignificant
artistic
sculptor in North Carolina.
That that people who are talented
who I said to them, you know, why do you keep doing this? Why are you keep pushing forward? And they said it is for that fleeting moment of beauty when you actually do create that beautiful thing.
I'm not
sure
everybody who people say they're talented actually
and that
are talented.
Just clicked for me. I said that's exactly right. And I have had other moments where you experience that absolute brilliance in the art world, and it is an absolutely true moment of beauty and a true moment of godliness.
I think I'm actually finished with this one. Moments of beauty.
Support for talent. Pop versus the avant-garde.
All right, well, this is what my entire life has been about.
I've exposed myself. This I wanted to talk about artists who have found the way to capture absolutely amazing pieces of avant-garde art and actually popularize them.
I dedicated my life to...
Find someone like Bjork, and I wanted to come in here originally today and talk about Lars von Trier, who's not that popular, but someone like a Bjork who is popular. You know, I could find it takes a very special, brilliant kind of talent to find something that a large audience understands, but still is absolutely pushing the field forward.
And this is the most beautiful world.
It seems like there's so few of those people out there who actually have that ability. And they seem to only have it for a little while before they can get lost in there just trying to be avant-garde-ness. I mean, take Bjork's first Find the Recognition within the 5 albums. They're absolutely the most brilliant things on the planet. I mean, she was able to push music forward in an unbelievable way with her amazing voice and still accessing that moment of beauty for themselves. Find unbelievable moments of beauty, unbelievable moments of brilliance, and
the government support for the arts even exists.
But, you know, she's sort of gone off the deep end lately. She started to become self-indulgent. I think a lot of that was through her partnerships. Their earlier work was more successful because she had partnerships who helped her edit her talent. So maybe that's another form of support for the arts that I just hadn't thought about to this moment. That's kind of interesting.
And that just clicked for me.
But I mean, why are some people able to do that and why aren't others? You know, I mean, I found that there's a lot of hacks who think that they're avant-garde, but it's just a big joke.
True moment of
just doing it because they think it's this cool artistic thing when it's not. It doesn't translate.
Beauty. Support for
pop versus the avant-garde.
All right, well, this is
Steve Jobs. I thought that I had to talk about Steve Jobs. How could I not? I'm the design director.
Absolutely amazing piece.
You know, I found myself strangely sad this week when he died. It was a shock.
Find someone like Bjork, and I wanted to come in here originally today and talk about Lars von Trier, who's not that popular, but someone like a Bjork who is popular.
Why was I sad? He was just a creator of product. It was an odd feeling, you know.
Find
but then I started to tie it back to this whole same thought around this is someone who pushed for the avant-garde, who found a way to translate unbelievable design talent into something that is,
and they seem to only have it
became unbelievably popular. I think it was Paul Antonelli, and they're just trying to be avant-garde.
Quoted beautifully in the New York Times, talking about the way that he was able to
understand that the way people interact with the art piece.
5 albums? They're absolutely the most brilliant things on the planet.
In a way that it translates the brilliance.
Push music
to an unbelievable way with her amazing voice and still
accessing that moment
in a way that no one really else understood.
Unbelievable moments,
you know?
Beauty, unbelievable.
A lot of other technologists don't understand. And it made me think, are there going to be...
But
ever be someone like him again that's going to understand the connection between being a brilliant artist and being a brilliant technologist?
Her earlier work was more successful because she had partnerships who helped her.
There's only so many Henry Fords that we're going to have in this country. And actually, I think the next one might even not come from America, given what's going on in the country right now, which is really sad. So I was sad on many levels because of that.
I found that there's a lot of hacks who think that they're avant-garde.
But it's just
I was
a big
sad
joke.
To lose a brilliant artist
who's just doing it because they think it's this cool artistic thing when it's not. It doesn't translate.
Moments of beauty. Support for
pop versus the avant-garde.
A lot of art is boring. Steve Jobs.
We have the same theme over and over here.
I thought that I had
actually have a T-shirt that has written on it. A lot of art is boring, which I like to wear sometimes. I love to wear it to art events. I brought it with me to this event
this week when he died.
Just to be sassy, but I actually kind of do believe that. I think that there's a lot of hacks out there. And I think, of course, it's sassy from someone from the National Endowment of the Arts to wear something like that. But again, I think this gets back to seeking those moments of beauty, of seeking moments of godliness within art, whatever godliness means. And
who found a way to translate.
It's frustrating when it's not there. It's frustrating to walk through, you know, acres and acres of artist studios and not see anyone that you think is really getting to brilliance. I mean, I know it's for their own personal artistic expression, it is brilliant, but I want them to me to deliver a moment of beauty and a moment of godliness. So it's, I do find an enormous amount of art boring, an enormous amount of art repetitive. I mean, there's so few actual new ideas in this world. I was at a whole design conference the other day, and the same people kept saying the same things over and over, just in different sort of self-indulgent coded words. One professor got up, Keller, and I'm blanking on her name, from Yale, and she actually had new ideas, and she was so brilliant, and it was beautiful.
So I was sad on many levels because of that. I found that there's a lot of hacks who think that they're avant-garde. But it's just
I was sad to lose a brilliant artist.
They're just doing it because they think it's this cool artistic thing, when it's not. It doesn't translate.
Beautiful Oops.
A lot of art is boring. Steve Jobs.
Beautiful Oops is the name of a kid's book that I was talking about with John Maeda this week.
A lot of art is boring, which I like to wear.
It really comes from,
I love to wear it to art events.
The idea that there's art
when he died.
Art making itself is a form of making a lot of mistakes. That that the process of making art can be beautiful, and that it's a kid's book that actually is one of his five daughters, who knew he had five daughters, brought home, and seeking moments of godliness within art.
It really is true.
I think that's one of the reasons that I've dedicated to helping people make mistakes.
It's frustrating.
I guess that's a weird way to describe a career, but it is. You can't reach that beautiful moment, that moment of godliness within art, without making a hell of a lot of mistakes. It's not easy to be. You can be brilliant and have all the talent in the world, but you need shape. You need practice.
I want
you need me. You need to
deliver,
make a hell of a lot of mistakes and take a lot of risks. I do find an enormous amount of art boring.
That's it.
An enormous amount of art repetitive. I mean, there's so few actual new ideas in this world.
It made me think.
I was at a whole design conference the other day, and the same people kept saying the same things over and over, just in different sort of self-indulgent coded words. One professor got up, Keller. And I'm blanking on her name, from Yale, and she actually had new ideas, and she was so brilliant, and it was beautiful.
So I was sad on many levels because of that. I found that there's a lot of hacks who think that they're avant-garde, but it's just
I was sad to lose a brilliant artist.
They're just doing it because they think it's this cool artistic thing, when it's not. It doesn't translate.
Moments of challenge. All right, well, this is where Lars von Trier came from, and I'll talk about him a little bit more. But I...
Beautiful Oops.
I think I'm getting to something here with just listening to myself speak, where
it really comes from...
Maybe it is really about artists helping each other fail.
There's...
I was thinking about this Lars von Trier movie called, that I think of one of my favorite movies of all time, called The Five Obstructions, where he challenges this other art, this artist that he worships, to remake a movie of his with challenges. One of them is to remake it with only 3 seconds in to be in Cuba, and others to make it in the worst ghetto in the world. Another is to remake it in animation, another with no instructions at all. And what's amazing is this artist rises to the challenge every time
and makes a lot of mistakes.
It's not makes a more brilliant movie over and over.
So I think
maybe what I'm getting at is that
make a hell of a lot of mistakes and take a lot of risks.
You can't make beautiful Oops on your own. You actually do need someone to push you. You need another brilliant person to push you to really to get to those unbelievably brilliant moments. Maybe actually that was Steve Jobs, the best thing that he was best at was pushing other people to be brilliant. Maybe, you know, we'll see, I think, what happens with Apple. You know, is it the people that's there, or was it him because he was a brilliant challenger?
One professor got up, Keller, and I'm blanking on her name, from Yale, and she actually had new ideas, and she was so brilliant, and it was beautiful. So I think I was sad on many levels because of that. I found that there's a lot of hacks who think that they're avant-garde. But it's just
I was sad
joke.
To lose a brilliant artist. doing it because they think it's this cool artistic thing, when it's not, it doesn't translate. Moments of challenge. All right, well, this is where Lars von Trier came from, and I'll talk about him a little bit more. But fetishization of design. I think I'm getting to something here with this thing. This is sort of about the DIY movement in the world.
Theater is really about
people have really fetishized the design field. Everybody thinks they're a designer. Everybody's putting their own sort of what they think is brilliant out there in the world. Everyone's a critic of it. We struggle with this a lot at the endowment, and I'm struggling with it myself.
This artist that he worships to remake a movie.
How do we find? I think I spoke actually a little bit about this before last time I saw Aaron, so it's weird that it came up again.
Shots of three seconds seem to be in Cuba and others to make it in the worst.
How do you know what's brilliant? I mean, I think for me, what I've said tonight, it's actually gives me that moment of beauty, gives me that moment of
animation does it with no
godliness.
But that thing is this artist for me. That's just what I time.
And that's a selfish thing. Over and everybody should have their own ability to find those moments and other things. Maybe there might be something that doesn't touch me that would touch other people, of course.
You can't make beautiful loops on your
but
own.
I just find
someone to push you. You need another brilliant person to push you. To really,
it's a struggle because design is everywhere, and design is important everywhere, and design shapes everything. How do you not fetishize?
Maybe actually that was Steve Jobs. The best thing that he was best at was pushing other people.
How do you get to brilliance? And how do you determine brilliance? I think they're difficult questions, and they're questions that I don't think
is it the people
I'll be able to ever answer for myself. Him because he was a brilliant challenger.
One professor got up, Heller, and I'm blanking on her name, from Yale, and she actually had new ideas, and she was so brilliant, and it was beautiful. So I think I was sad on many levels, but do that, and why aren't because others, of that. You know, I mean, I found that there's a lot of hacks who think that they're avant-garde, but it's just
I was
a big
sad
joke.
To lose a brilliant artist
who's just doing it because they think it's this cool artistic thing, when it's not, it doesn't translate.
Moments of challenge. Lars von Trier.
All right, well, this is
someone I actually do think is an absolutely brilliant artist.
He
blows my mind. I mean, he's a total asshole. But I think he does that to be a provocator. I have enormous interest in him as an artist because I think he absolutely is uncompromising and actually able to was able to achieve something through the Dogma 95, Dogma 95, that many other filmmakers were not doing at the time. I found that movie Dogville to be one of the most truly disturbing things I've ever seen. Because of the way that it approached society and American society and sort of tore us apart in many ways. Everything from our kindness to our absolute destruction in the end. It's an amazing statement on power. An amazing statement on what you can do with absolutely nothing when you go back to
another brilliant person to push
to the absolute most basic form of art.
Everywhere and design is important everywhere, and design shapes everything. How do you not
guess just humans interacting?
The best thing that he was best at was pushing.
He did he pushed me to think about filmmaking in a new way. So I'm extremely excited to see his new movie Melancholia, because it looks like it is any movie about the end of the world. With that, it looks I already had a lot of beautiful moments of beauty just watching the preview, so I'm very excited about it.
Doing it because they think it's this cool artistic thing. It's not, it doesn't translate.